There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
It's time for Joyce's Thought of the Day on News Talk 850 WFTL.
Want to come to the United States legally? You will need 15 different vaccinations, including, yes, a COVID shot. A COVID vaccine is required, even if you have previously had COVID, and even if you are young and at low risk from COVID, but at high risk for mRNA-caused myocarditis. In fact, the government has stricter rules for COVID jabs than other vaccines. Immigrants must have received only the first dose of other vaccines when they apply for entry or citizenship, but they must have completed their COVID vaccinations. These rules were issued in 2021. They remain in place 3 years later, even though COVID is now endemic, and not even the most dedicated mRNA fanatic believes the shots protect from COVID infection or transmission. You will also be required to get a flu shot, hepatitis A and B vaccines, and of course a measles shot. Measles is very contagious and the vaccine against it highly effective, but those rules do not apply if you show up at the southern border asking for asylum, you're an illegal alien, an undocumented migrant, an asylee by any name, you will be welcome to the United States. No proof of vaccination required. Now the inevitable has happened. A shelter for asylum seekers in Chicago has become the center of a growing cluster of measles cases. 8 cases have been confirmed so far, and much more are expected. Local health officials have asked for federal help in controlling the outbreak. So far, though, the national media has largely ignored the Chicago measles cluster, likely because covering it would raise yet more questions about the risks posed by the record number of migrants being waved into Texas despite the state's objection. The silence over the Chicago cluster is especially striking, given the way the national media covered a similarly sized cluster of measles cases last month in South Florida, the state that reporters love to hate. The outbreak began in mid-February in a large elementary school in western Broward County, on the edge of the Everglades, and quickly grew to 9 cases. The school's principal reported about 97% of its 1,000-plus students had been vaccinated against measles, meaning that the outbreak would almost certainly fizzle out quickly. But after Florida Surgeon General Dr. Joseph Lodapo refused to impose home quarantine on the handful of unvaccinated students and instead said parents could choose for themselves whether to keep their kids at home, the media went predictably insane. A report in the New York Times and in the Guardian said Florida risks making a dangerous measles outbreak much worse. Not for the first time, supposedly serious news organizations were indulging a near Orwellian misuse of the language, considering the outbreak consisted of 9 cases with no reported hospitalizations. But even as the shrieking grew, the outbreak itself fizzled. No cases have been reported in almost 4 weeks past the incubation period for measles. Broward County and the Florida Department of Health have now officially declared the outbreak over, a fact the national media has largely ignored. Maybe the Chicago cluster will fizzle the same way, but unlike the Florida outbreak, it both reveals and presents a real danger since vaccination rates among asylum seekers are dismally low. You can expect national news organizations to mention that risk on the 12th of never.
Get Joyce's Thought of the Day anytime. Subscribe to her podcast right now on the all-new 850 app and at 850WFTL.com.